Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football? Man?
Oh my God, we've got to be in the second most romantic city in the world. Am I right? Welcome to London. Welcome to the Benched with Bonetta podcast.
What's number one?
Pelly, don't you think?
Yeah.
And then I would say London's number two.
London's nice.
What else would you say? New York?
Ugh. Nowhere in the States.
Absolutely nowhere in the States. I've really not been anywhere else, so I can't say that anywhere else is romantic. Spain sounds wonderful. London, I gotta say, you guys, last time we spoke, I had my phone stolen. I was tired. I freaking love it here. Like, I could live here, no problem. I could find a little flat. I could pay a million quid or whatever it is. And I would do it because this place is so cute. And the people here are lovely. When I was coming over here, people were like, A, don't get hit by a car. B, the people there are spicy. Nobody's been spicy. Everyone's actually been absolutely wonderful. I had to wake up first thing this morning at 6 a.m. And I had to go and find a beer bong in London. Okay. This was my job for today. I had to go and find a beer bong. I think by the time that this podcast is out, you will be able to see what I was using it for. I was doing this sketch with Kyle Brandt and we were going to beer bong hot tea. Okay, I'm not going to tell you why. You have to go watch the sketch. But anyways, I was like, where in the hell in London am I going to find a beer pong? And I was looking last night and I couldn't find it. And so I texted our lovely Henry. He's like head of NFL UK here.
We just saw him over there at the offices.
Shout out to Henry. We love him. I was like, hey, if I were to build a beer pong, where would I go to find the materials to do said thing? And so he sent me a bunch of... Because, like, London, we're in, like, downtown London. We're, like, in the city. And there's no hardware stores. This is, like, we're talking, the Chanel is around the corner. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be able to go and find a wrench here. So he sent me to the suburbs, and it opened at 7 a.m. We were shooting with Kyle at 9 a.m. I had to be in a car at 8. So I got there literally as the doors opened. I walked in, and I was like, do you guys have a funnel? a hose and some duct tape. And they were like, no, we have none of those things. We have duct tape. They're like, you can try the tool shop down the way. So I went to one tool shop and then another tool shop, and I found my beer bong. And everyone, back to my point, was absolutely lovely and so helpful and didn't question me on why I was looking for those things at 7 a.m. They were just sipping their little teas and they were having a time. So, London, I am in love with you. I'm very excited for this evening. Graver and I are going to go and do the live around the NFL show. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How are you feeling about this?
I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm sitting here while we're doing this, putting together a little slideshow thing, multitasking because we're leaving in like 25 minutes.
Things are happening. Things are moving. Things are shaking. This is London, folks. We've got a crazy trip. Have you ever been in front of like an audience like that? Are you going to be on the stage? Like, where are you going
to
be at?
Yeah, they're setting me off to the side with a lectern to be like the Higgins to their Jimmy Fallon.
I love that.
And I have done some like small scale talks. My old boss used to give like lectures and stuff. So like for 30 people, but never for anything like 1,000 people like we're going to see tonight, which is crazy.
Oh my God, it's going to be 1,000 people. I'm so excited to be talking with the boys. Love hanging out with those guys. That's going to be really fun. So I'm sure, are you guys going to put that podcast up after so people can listen to it?
It's still being discussed, but I don't think so. We kind of want to make it special for the people who pay to come out and see it, that this is where it is. And then the next time
guys,
we have
I'll
a live show.
Guys, I'll post it. I'll secretly record it. I'll post it so you can listen to it. Okay, so it's kind of gotten me thinking, since we're all here, listen, I'm not going to lie, we're all very tired and we're just cranking out stuff because we're all so excited for this game. All we want to do is talk about this game. I'm doing sit-downs with players. I'm doing podcasts. I'm doing this kind of blah, 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 blah. It's really gotten me thinking about how difficult it would be for me to play any kind of physical sport right now. I sat down with Jameis Winston the other day, which we talked about on the pod. He is very nice, and he remembered my name after a very long chat. And I always respect that. I thought that that was very cool, because I cannot do that. So anytime anybody very famous does that, or if somebody that's very busy and accomplished, I don't know. I just appreciate it.
It's nice.
So Jameis and I sat down, and we chatted. And he was just talking about how you know, the guys are tired. They're adjusting. And I just can't imagine from going to play, I believe that they were on the road and they were traveling from Carolina.
Right.
After a loss, coming on the plane, an 8-hour flight, landing, they're nowhere cool. I'll tell you that. Their hotel is nowhere cool. Wow. It's beautiful, but it's way, way away from the city. And I was like, are you guys going to be able to go in and hang out or do anything? And he's like, no, this is a business trip. Like, we're here to work. And I was like, yeah, I guess that was a dumb question. You're not going to tell me anything else. But
imagine how tired you'd be. Like, think about how tired you are from all the stuff you've been doing. Imagine having to go play the most
physical
sport.
And all week. Like, they are. I've gotten to the gym twice, which honestly, I'm actually surprised that I've even been able to do that. But I've been doing it to help with my jet lag. Like, I wake up in the morning and I work out and I feel better. I can't imagine doing like team activities and, you know,
meetings,
working out and practicing.
The jet lag of staring
at
a screen. Or
yeah,
whatever.
You're watching video and just like, oh my God, I just can't imagine how miserable these teams are. But it kind of got me thinking, because there's like the long plane ride and, you know, staying in a hotel, sleepover, we're in an international country, cute, let's wear matching pajamas. Who would be the most fun team to travel to do it? If you were on a team and you guys were slated to do an international game, which team would be the most fun to do it with? And I think I have my answer, and it's the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Right? Seems like it's a really close-knit team. I was listening to Josh Allen on Kyle Brandt's Basement this week, and he was talking about, you know, everyone obviously talking about Ken Dorsey and how he flipped out and threw the tablet on last Sunday's game and was so angry. And then Josh was telling this story that Ken came right up to him and was like, yo, did you see what happened? And they were, like, laughing about it. And he was just like, I love that. That means they're passionate about it. Like, it just seems like, I don't know how much fun they would be having, but it just seems like that's the kind of like family.
Yeah.
You'd be taken care of. Like, I don't know. I hope that they'd have a little fun.
I think the Giants right now would be interesting.
Oh, the Giants would
be
fun.
They're not a team that I would really think of, but after seeing the Brian Daboll locker room dances, like, I feel like they have a fun vibe going in that
totally fun vibe. Obviously, the Dolphins would be right up there. The Dolphins might trump the Bills because I feel like Mike McDaniel might let loose at dinner time. At least earlier on in the week. Let us know who you guys think would be the best team to travel with, because I think that that's a very fun image. Okay, coming up after the break, we are breaking down some very fun games this week. Oh my gosh, there's like madness going on. Hurricane Ian is happening. There's games moving and shaking. Shout outs to anybody in Florida. We hope that you are staying safe, and we are hope that you're staying out of this weather. It's absolutely crazy. We're picking games after this. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
All right. Shout out to Mohan. He's not here with us in London. Obviously, we had to leave him in the dust.
Poor Mohan.
I don't know what our picks are at, but let's just say I'm winning. You're second. Mohan's last.
We're
tied for first.
And Mohan's last. Think about how all the places this podcast has been now. The Super Bowl, the draft, the combine. Now we're in London.
Canada.
And Mohan got to go to none of those things. Poor guy.
I think we should start a petition to bring him to to the Super Bowl. Let's start a GoFundMe. Okay, first up, we've got Saints-Vikings. On Sunday, the NFL Network is the exclusive home for the Vikings-Saints game in London on your television screens, or you can watch on NFL Plus on your mobile device. And I have got to, even though I sat down with my boy James, you remember my name, I got to take the Vikings here. The man is playing with four fractured bones in his back.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I was reading kind of like what he did going into the game last week, and he had like four layers of protective equipment, which he would not tell me about, and then like a custom plate in his back so that he's a little bit more protected if he gets hit, I guess.
Like an armor plate.
Listen, I love Jameis and I love that he's playing through the pain. Like, that just seems insane to me, but I gotta go Vikings here. I gotta go my guy Justin Jefferson going off, balling out.
Justin Jefferson versus Marshawn Lattimore is gonna be a fun matchup.
It's actually super fun because both of these franchises, although very different teams, many years played apart, they are both undefeated in London. They're both 2-0. So somebody's going 3-0 overseas, which is very fun. But I'm going Vikings. Are you with me?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a weird game because you never know how, like, again, the jet lag and just a weird week of preparation and travel and all that's going to affect you. So I'm going with the team that I think is just more talented and better, and that's why I'm going.
I got to say, a lot of Vikings fans here. A lot of skulls in the street.
Mm-hmm. A
lot of skulls in the street.
I loved your sketch with the two older British ladies talking to themselves with the skull chant. That was great.
Thank you. Okay, Ravens, Bills. I'm just going Bills here. After that loss, God, I just keep on replaying this image in my head of Josh Allen's head on Tua's shoulder and just like how hard they fought for that game. And it's so early in the season. It's week three.
It's too early for this game. But
and these guys are just like putting it all out on the line. We saw the passion from Ken Dorsey. I was just talking about Josh Allen being like fired up to see that. He's like, as a teammate, like as a player, you want to see that from your coaches. I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to think about it. I got to go Bills here in the bounce back game here.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think the difference here is that the Ravens defense has not looked very good. And the Bills defense, I mean, they held what looked like a super explosive Miami offense in check last week. They just couldn't really execute in the red zone. And I think this could be a high scoring, like 41-38 type of super exciting game. But I think the Bills are just too much to handle.
I agree. A couple of weeks ago, this is interesting. The Ravens lost to the Dolphins 42-38. That was a very close game. So this could be high scoring and very, very fun. Let's vote for chaos, shall we?
Always.
Packers-Patriots. I'm going to go Packers here. I think that they've been kind of fun to watch. I think they're getting prepped to come to London. They want to head here with a win. And also, like, whatever's going on with Mac Jones and his high ankle sprain.
If Brian Hoyer plays in this game, it's not even going to be close.
It's not even going to be close.
And I think odds makers are expecting that because the Packers are 9.5-point favorites.
Woo-wee.
So I think they cover that pretty easily, actually.
I also love that the Packers have started to, like, I know that at the beginning of the season, we were like, who's he going to throw to? Who's he going to throw to? Like, they've been, like, spreading it around now, and Alan Lazard had a touchdown this past weekend, didn't he? And
yeah. Romeo Dobbs finally started to come on. He looks like he could be a
Romeo
playmaker.
Romeo Dobbs, Alan Lazard scored a touchdown. Before, it was, like, Aaron Jones. I'm sitting down with Aaron Jones next week.
Can you reveal that?
I don't know.
That's going to be cool.
I think so.
I'm keeping it in.
Okay.
Teaser.
Woohoo. Okay, up next, Bucks, Chiefs. Same with the Bills. I think this is just like a Chiefs bounce back. I don't know how they lost to the Colts. And you could see how fired up they were. Did you see that clip of Mahomes and Bienemy just like going after it? Like, they were mad.
You muff a punt and you're like deep in your own territory. You miss a field goal. You go for a fake field goal that was a complete disaster. It's like, I feel like, I said this on ATN, I feel like the Chiefs beat themselves more than the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Yes. And this is the game that's getting moved, right? Because it was supposed to be in Tampa. Is it going
right.
to,
they
where is it going?
They initially said they were going to move it to Miami. Now there's talks that it could be moved to Minneapolis. It's still kind of TBD. And that's,
but even more so on the Chiefs. Like, the Tampa team is not going to have their home stadium. They've obviously got a lot on their plate right now with where they're living.
Bucks should be getting some offensive weapons back for this game, but even so, like, I don't know how much that's going to fix this offense because it doesn't look very good. They were terrible against the Packers.
Yeah.
Give me the Chiefs.
The Bucks have really not been, like, that exciting this year.
I know.
Like, it's kind of like all this drama with Brady has been...
He hasn't been the sharp Brady that we know.
No. This line himself. Is interesting. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. I wonder if that moves when they've settled on a place to play.
Mm.
Okay, 49ers, Rams. The way that that 49ers game ended, I am going with the Rams. I think that maybe Jimmy's just needs a little bit more time to just get into the swing of things.
This is another one of those like matchups where the 49ers always just seem to have the Rams number.
That too, yeah, right, McVay and Shanahan, they're like, or is it the other way around?
No, the Niners were always beating the Rams, but then in the playoffs last year, the Rams finally overcame it on their way to a Super Bowl, obviously.
Who could forget?
I kind of want to pick the
49ers.
49ers
almost won that game.
Yeah, I kind of want to pick the Niners.
Did you see the clip of Jimmy G being like, that was what a terrible bleeping play, or that was such a dumb play.
Oh my God.
It was good. I kind of loved it. Like, it was like, so obviously you couldn't hear him. It was like people lip reading, but oh, chef's kiss. I love that moment. I'm kind of on the fence with this now too. Screw it. I'll take the 49ers.
Yes.
That's fun. That's more fun.
We're aligned 5-for-5 so far.
Okay. And finally, Colts Titans. We'll be aligned on this one too. I'm going Titans because I just do not trust this Colts team one bit. You can't not put a single score on the board against the Jags and then turn around the next week to beat the Chiefs. And I'm going to say that I understand this team.
Right. Like we just said, like the Chiefs made a ton of mistakes. The Titans are capable of making a ton of mistakes too, but how fluky would it be for the Colts to play against two teams in a row that just shoot themselves in the foot? The Colts have one advantage here that'll be interesting, which is that they want to run the ball. They're good at running the ball. And the Titans have struggled to stop the run. Titans are allowing the most yards per carry of any team in the league right now.
Ooh, come with the Titans.
But I still think the Colts offensive line is just going to struggle to move the Titans defensive front, even without Harold Landry. Mm-hmm. This is probably going to be like an ugly game that's like 3-0 at halftime, and then it'll like be 16-13 or something, but I'm still picking the Titans.
Okay, we're going to go to break. On the other side, we're going to tell you the best and the worst thing that we saw all week. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
He's the best.
Okay, the best and the worst thing that I saw. Best. I kind of love this. Eli Manning took a shot at Russ on Monday Night Football. This is what he said.
They should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell.
Spicy. And then Russell Wilson actually responded to Eli's joke and said this. You talking about Chad Powers? I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers. If you guys haven't seen the Chad Powers thing, please go and watch it because it's so good.
That was so good.
This is so good because he's like representing something funny that's going to make us chuckle, and then he's also being a little spicy.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. Russell Wilson, I know, is like cringe extraordinaire, but he's really climbing my list of people that I love this year because of the cringe. Like, you know, on your TikTok For You page,
Did you really see a Subway ad?
Oh, I saw. Oh my God. Oh, honey, I saw. I've already got it memorized.
Oh. I can't wait to see that.
But you know, your TikTok For You page is like kind of like geared towards like what you like. Mine's just all cringy videos.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's just my vibe. Okay, and then the worst thing that I saw was this.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day.
He talks to these people all the time. Can he be a bit nicer?
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
No, Bill. You don't.
No, Bill, but you have had injured players before.
Like, can you not just... This drives me nuts. Like, we're all here waiting to go home.
I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
No, have you ever read an MRI? You've still diagnosed players.
Can you even read an MRI when you just look at it? Isn't it just a picture?
Yeah, there's no words on an MRI.
Do we actually know that? We're not an orthopedic surgeon. We don't know. We don't know. This drives me nuts. Like, I looked through so many clips of Bill in my life, just like doing things with his videos and stuff. Can't he just be a little bit nicer to the people that are there every single time, sitting in the same chairs? You actually know their names because they are there so much. Like, just give me a good answer. Just give me what I need to know. Oh my goodness. Okay, guys, that is our show. We are out of here. Gonna go do the ATN live show.
Woo-hoo!
Gonna cover the games this weekend. I'm gonna be on the pre-show on Sunday morning. Oh, we've got some guests. We've got some very famous guests on that pre-show. See if I can tease this. He is the star of a football team in England playing in the World Cup.
Is he an American?
No.
No, so it's not Polish.
No, he's in England. No, he's English. He's playing for England.
Am I supposed to guess? Because I don't really know.
No, it's fine. I don't think you'd get it. And then another one is an American in England. Very popular on the television show. Very popular. Don't say it out loud because I don't think it's confirmed, but it could be cool if you showed up.
I don't even know.
Jason Sudeikis. Okay, guys, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us grow the show. And NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFLplus.com. On Sunday, the NFL Network is the exclusive home for the Vikings-Saints game in London on your television screens, or you can watch on NFL Plus on your mobile device. And don't forget to subscribe to our show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @bench_pod to see the videos and the clips that we talk about every single day. I love you. See you next week. I'll still be in London. Cheers.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.